可以了，可以了。
啊、你要拿那个吗？
没有，这个没
事。好，
那我就拿这个。
好，我神秘。
有了，
你要打开。好。
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
啊，中午好，下午好，弟兄姐妹。
I was thinking over here just a moment ago that this is about the time I get home from the church downtown.
平时的时候呢，他是这个时候已经从他的自己的教会从市中心要回到家里去的时候了。
And then what happens is I take a nap.
然后呢，我就回家睡觉。
So I hope that I don't fall asleep while I'm preaching.
所以今天就希望我不要在给你讲道的时候就睡着了。
It's always good to be with you and to be able to share God's word.
那我是非常的高兴，总是与你们在一起，然后呢，我就跟你们讲神的道。
I was blessed with the last song that you sang.
他说我刚刚听你们唱了最后一首诗歌，我觉得非常的祝福。
It reminded me of a chorus that I learned when I was a child.
他说我就想起来我年轻的时候学过的一首。
That God's love is deep and wide.
上帝的爱是很深很广。
And there's a river flowing.
像河水流动。
And it's deep and wide.
那个河水是又宽又广又深。
It is good this morning to know that God's love is deep and wide for all of us.
好消息是我们知道上帝的爱是又宽又广又深。
I want to encourage you that this week, when you get home, to read the book of James.
我要鼓励你们去学习雅各书。
Everything that I'm going to share today comes from the book of James.
每一句话今天跟你们分享的都是从雅各书上来的。
And it's details that calls us to action.
然后呢，我们今天是讲的内容呢，就是呼吁行动。
And one of the important things that we all think about is when is Jesus going to return?
我们常常在问，什么时候主再来呢？
For many years, we've said he's coming soon, and we need to be ready.
每一年每一年我们都说啊，主快来了，主快来了，我们是等待他的快来。
The real question is, are we really ready?
然后我们都准备好了没有啊？
I believe that we're closer to the end time than ever before.
我感到我们已经到了末世，比以前更有这种迫切感。
Everything that's taken place in our world continues to point us towards the coming of Jesus.
每一件事情都预示着主要再来了。
And so the book of James is very important for us to be able to know what is going to take place and how we ought to be ready.
圣经中的雅各书呢，就告诉我们，那个主来的时候，我们要怎么样准备，怎么样等候他的到来。
As a pastor over many years, there's been two questions that I've been asked off and on.
作为牧师，我常常被问到两个问题。
The first question is, how do I stay so positive?
然后第一个问题呢，就是我怎么能够是正的能量，总是有正的能量。
I want to be honest with you. I'm not so sure that I'm always as positive as I ought to be.
然后我也不是能够怎么样确认你怎么能够老是有正能量。
And the second question is, Pastor, when is Jesus coming back?
第二个问题就是什么时候基督耶稣再回来呀？
When I consider those questions, I have a quick answer.
然后我想到这些问题呢，我就马上就有答案了。
I am positive about that simply because I've read the end story.
我告诉你们，我已经有这个结束的故事了。
I know what the Bible says.
我知道圣经是怎么告诉我们的。
And we win.
我们已经得胜了。
That's good news.
这是一个非常好的消息。
But there is something that I'm concerned about.
但是有些事情呢，我是比较一直在考虑的。
Even though we know that we need to be ready, and the Bible gives us instructions, we're not always following what the Bible says.
即使呢，我们知道我们要准备好，但是呢，我们并没有按照圣经的话来做。
We get distracted by our problems, our families, and issues around the world.
我们常常被我们周遭的事情、家庭的事情。很多的事情呢被打扰了哈。
Last night as I was putting some finishing touches on this message, I had a telephone call from a friend.
昨天我在准备今天的讲道的时候呢，有一个朋友就打电话给我了。
The comment was, I don't know if this really happened, but I wanted you to know.
他的电话呢就说，我不知道这件事情真的发生了没有，但是呢，我想让你知道。
And so he said, "This is what I heard about Mike."
他说，我听说马克这件事情。
So I wanted to know really what happened to Mike, so I called his home.
然后呢，我就打电话给马克，问他怎么样。
His wife answered the phone.
他的马克的太太说。
And I said, Dorothy, is it true that Mike fell from a tree?
他说，我听说马克从树上掉下来了。他的太太叫 Dorothy。他说，是真的吗？
She said, yes, it is. He was high up on the tree, and he leaned over to cut one more branch, and the ladder flew out from under him.
马克呢他说是的，马克呢就是爬上了很高的树，他本来是要越过去砍另边的一个树枝，然后呢那个梯子呢就移动了，然后呢他就
And she said he broke both legs, broke some ribs, and a big gash on his head.
他说呢他两条腿都摔断了，然后呢还有那个肋骨也断掉了，然后呢，脸这边呢也破掉了。
I said, Dorothy, how's his spirit?
那他我就问他 ，Dorothy 啊，你的老公的精神怎么样啊
？She said, Pastor, you won't believe this, but he's very happy.
他说他倒下来以后，你根本就想象不出来，我老公非常的高兴。
He's very excited about the journey that's ahead.
他说他非常的高兴，他的旅程，他前面的旅程，他就很高兴。
And I couldn't help but think that that's what the book of James is all about.
他就是在想，就是雅各书所要告诉我们的。
It helps us to understand what's ahead and how we prepare for it.
就是前面的路我们怎么走，怎么样准备。
And what should be our attitude?
然后我们是怎么样的精神状态。
I would say to all of you who are here today,
然后我要告诉你们所有在座的人。
As believers in Jesus,
我们信耶稣基督的人。
You know the end story.
你知道的最后的故事。
And you know that we win.
然后你知道我们都胜利了。
And so our spirit ought to be rejoicing in the fact that Jesus is soon going to return.
我们就非常的喜悦，耶稣基督就快来了。
But let me tell you a couple other things that the book of James tells us.
然后我要告诉你们几件事情，雅各书告诉我们的事。
The book of James says that we need to clean up our life.
雅各书告诉我们，我们要要清洁我们的生活。
In the first chapter of James,
在雅各书的第一章
it's very clear of this instruction.
他告诉我们非常的清楚。
It says, get rid of all of the filth and evil in your lives.
把那些坏的东西，坏的evil, 就是那个邪恶的东西都除去。
And humbly accept the word that God has planted in your hearts.
然后谦卑下来，接受所有主的话语。
For it has the power to save your souls.
用神的大能拯救我们的灵魂。
Now, brothers and sisters, as we completed this service this morning, if you came up to me this afternoon, excuse me, if you came up to me and said, Pastor Jay, we would like to come and visit you at home this week.
然后呢，如果今天我们结束了以后呢，你如果上来跟我讲，Pastor Jay, 我们要去你家看你啊。
I would say, that's fine. What day and what time do you want to come?
然后我就说，好啊，你什么时候，哪一天来呀？
And you would tell me when that is going to be, and I say that's fine.
你就告诉我哦，某天某时，我就说好啊。
Do you know what I would do before you came?
你知道，假如你要来的时候，我会准备一些什么呢
？I clean the house.
我要整理房间，打扫卫生。
I'd vacuum the rugs.
他要把所有的尘先吸掉一下。
I would dust the tables.
然后把上面桌上的尘都擦干净。
I would make sure that everything was in place when you come.
我要知道你来的时候呢，每样事情都是对的。
That's exactly what James is saying to us.
就是雅各告诉我们，我们应该怎么做。
Clean up the things in your life that are separating you from God's love.
把与主的爱隔绝的事情全部除去。
The book of James says, getting rid of those things that are hindering you.
要将那些将与主的爱隔绝的事情全部除去。
And so one of the first things we need to do in preparation for Jesus' return is to make sure that we have confessed our sin.
第一件事情我们要做的是主来之前我们要准备要做的就是忏悔要悔改
Oftentimes in the church service you serve communion
然后很多的时候呢我们在周遭帮助我们的周围的人
What does the Bible say to us that we ought to do when we're going to have communion?
然后你知道圣经是怎么告诉我们怎么样帮助我们的社区吗
It says that we'll take time to meditate and to confess our sins.
圣经告诉我们要用更多的时间然后要坐下来静想然后呢要认罪悔改
And to thank God for his love.
要感谢上帝给我们的爱
Well, let me give you another action.
然后我要告诉你们怎么来行动。
Another action in preparation for Jesus' return, James says, remain close to Christ.
另外一个我要告诉你们怎么是靠近主，靠近主。
I love the verse that says, draw near to God.
靠近主，靠近十字架。
And he will draw near to you.
他会靠近你。
The Bible also says, remain in fellowship with Christ.
圣经告诉我们要持续的与我们的圣经、我们的十字架靠近。
So that when he returns,
然后他回来的时候呢
you will be full of courage.
然后你有很多的勇气。
And you're not going to shrink back.
然后你就不会往后退缩
from him in shame
然后你就有那些羞愧的事情你就感到羞愧
I love those words
我非常
full of courage
我非常喜欢这句鼓足了勇气
we need more of that in our lives
我们需要更多的勇气
we need to draw close to him
我们要与神接近
and we needto experience his touch in our lives.
我们要感受他与我们生活的接近。
Now I have three children.
我有三个孩子。
And I have eight grandchildren.
有八个子孙、孙子、孙辈。
Now when my children were small, and I would go anywhere where there's a crowd of people, you know what I would say to them?
他们小的时候呢，我儿子他们小的时候，如果是有很多人的地方呢，我怎么说呢？
I'd say, stay near to us, hold your mother's hand or my hand.
Oh, 不要离开我们太远哦，握住你妈妈的手，或者是握住我的手，不要离开太远。
And that's the same thing that James is saying to us.
雅各告诉我们也同样的事情。
Draw near to God, and as you do, He'll draw near to you.
靠近主，主也靠近你们。
And fill you with courage.
然后让他的勇气充满我们。
Well, another action that James says.
第二个，我们的行动是。
He says, use trouble to become more spiritually strong.
所有的困难呢，让我们变得更加的强壮。
Many of us say, well, I'm hoping that trouble doesn't come my way.
有的人呢就会说，哎呀，那个困难不要来找我呀。
But I want to say to you, all of us are going to face trials and tribulations along the way.
然后我们每个人的生活当中都会遇到艰难困苦，风风雨雨的。
In order to stay spiritually strong.
然后在圣灵中，我们怎么样能够感受我们自己的强大呢？
James says, you know that such testing of your faith produces endurance.
雅各说我们在试炼中怎么样的成长。
endure until your testing is over.
然后怎么样的
endure 怎么
忍耐、
啊、
忍耐容忍耐、
啊、怎么忍耐然后这个试炼在试炼中怎么样忍耐。
Then you will become mature and complete.
然后你的整个行程就会完整。
And you won't need anything else.
然后你就不需要什么了。
I love the words in Philippians, the second chapter.
然后我记得腓立比书的第二章告诉我们。
Being confident.
然后有信心。
That God will complete it on the day of Jesus Christ.
神会在耶稣基督上成全我们。
And He will make us complete.
让我们也得到成全。
My friend that fell from the tree.
我的朋友从树上掉下来了。
Said to me last night.
他打电话告诉我。
I'm in good spirit because I know when I stand in God's presence, He's going to make me perfect again.
他说我有圣灵的充满，然后我站在他面前的时候，我会感到更完美。
Well, let me tell you another action that the book of James has.
然后我告诉你。
You remember as I started the message, I said everything that I'm going to point you in attention to comes from the book of James.
我们怎么做呢？我告诉你们，都是雅各书告诉我们的。
James says, practice loving everyone.
雅各书告诉我们，我们要爱我们。所有的人。
He says you will do right.
你会做得很完全。
If you obey the most important law in Scripture.
你要服从书上告诉我们的。
It is the law that commands us to love others.
书上的，圣经书上告诉我们要相互爱。
And to love others as much as we love ourselves.
要爱。别人就像爱自己一样。
That's the love that we need to have for one another.
这就是我们的爱，互相之间的爱。
The Apostle Paul reminds us of this as well.
保罗，使徒保罗告诉我们也是同样的事。
He says, increase and overflow with love for one another.
他说要增加我们之间的互相的爱。
And for everyone else.
和别人之间的爱。
So that God may establish in your heart.
然后神就会在你心里动工。
Blamelessness.
然后我们就不会有羞愧。
Holiness.
然后有圣洁。
Before God and Father.
在天父面前，我们都是圣洁的。
We are to love one another.
我们之间要彼此相爱。
I was saying this morning as I was sitting here and as you were gathering and the ladies were all over here talking.
刚刚我看到后面一大群啊女士在说话。
Obviously, I didn't understand a word.
她说我听不懂他们在说什么。
But I love to hear you talking.
她说我非常喜欢你们这样的说话。
There was an excitement in your voices.
她说我听见你们中间那是很喜悦的声音。
And I asked the question.
她就问了我。
Do they only see each other once a week?
她说他们只是见面每个星期只见一次面吗
Probably just here at church.
只是在我们这个聚会的时候在教会的时候才见面吗
You know what was going on?
你知道是什么
You were loving one another.
他说我就看到你们之间呢是互相
You were doing exactly what James says we're to do.
他说我看到你们之间互相的关爱就像雅各告诉我们的一样。
What encouragement!
啊，真的是非常的鼓励我。
As you gather together week after week,
然后我们每一周每一周的聚会。
As you pray for each other,
然后我们之间互相的代祷。
And as you ask questions of each other, how are you doing?
然后我们之间互相问你好吗？
You're expressing your love for each other.
你就是表达你们之间的互相的爱。
So the actions that the book of James has commanded us to do is.
那雅各的呼吁我们的行动呢，就是。
Is to clean up our lives.
就是要将我们的生活当中的事情呢弄干净。
We're to draw near to God.
然后与神更接近。
Along with that.We're to use the troubles that come our way to build endurance in our lives.
在生活的试炼当中，然后我们就会更加的强壮。
And we're to love one another.
然后我们之间呢，就彼此的更相爱。
Well, I have two more actions.
然后我还有两个行动。
The next action is invest in the book of heaven, or the bank of heaven. Excuse me.
在下面一个行动呢，就是在上天，在天上，我们怎么来投资
？Faith that doesn't lead us to do good deeds.
信心。
Faith that leads us.
信心呢，会引导我们的需求。
Faith that doesn't lead us. I'm sorry.Faith that doesn't
并没有
lead us
引导我们去
好的行为
is all alone and dead
你如果是自己行走的话呢你的那个是不行的
5 times in this short book of James
在雅各书有五次提到
it mentions the generosity of God
他说神是那么的慈爱。
Have you thought recently about God's generosity in your life?
你有没有常常想到在你现在的生活当中神是那么的宽宏的爱。
God gave his only son to die on the cross.
他将他自己的亲生儿子给我们死在了十字架上为我们。
God has promised that we will spend eternity with Him.
他保证我们会在永久的将来会有永远的生命。
God has promised that He's good all the time.
他告诉我们他永远是好的。
God has promised that He will take care of you physically, spiritually, and emotionally.
上帝会已经保证了他会在我们的身体上思想上还有我们的行为上他都会保护我们
God is generous
他是非常的
慷慨
In the same way we need to be generous with each other
然后我们之间呢也是要常常的互相的慷慨
In our love for each other we're to forgive
然后要互相的宽容
We're to pray
然后我们祷告。
We're to encourage.
然后我们相互鼓励。
And we're to help our brothers and sisters grow.
然后互相鼓励我们的弟兄姐妹一起成长。
Well, the last action that I'm going to share with you from the book of James.
最后一个行动我要告诉你们的是。
It says, use the gifts that God has given you.
用神的礼物来给予其他人。
Every individual here,
每个人都有礼物。
God has given a gift for you to be able to use.
然后上帝给了我们每个人都有礼物出去给其他的人。
Remember, James says, remember, it is a sin to know what you ought to do and then do it not.
你那个雅各告诉我们，你明明知道该怎么做却不去做的，那就是罪了。
So in my preparation for the return of Jesus,
所以我在神就是基督耶稣快来的时候，我的准备是
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹啊，
I need to use my gifts.
我要用我的礼物。
Well, I'm asked often another question.
然后我常常被问到的问题是
Why do you think Jesus hasn't returned yet?
为什么基督还没有来呀？
It's really not a hard question.
这并不是一个很难的问题。
Peter answers that question in 2 Peter 3:15.
在彼得后书第二章说，第二章十五节说，
Our Lord is patient and gives patience so people can be saved.
因为神是有忍耐的，所以呢，有更多的人可以得救。
So simply, the Lord hasn't returned because he's being patient to give people the opportunity to come to know him.
就是神要让更多的人悔改。
God is not lazy.
神并不是懒惰。
And he's patient.
他是非常的有耐心。
So brothers and sisters, let me conclude with this statement.
然后我今天的结束呢，就是结束语是这样的。
Jesus will come back.
神基督耶稣会回来的。
We don't know when.
我们不知道他什么时候回来。
But let us help people get ready.
让我们帮助更多的人准备好。
As we wait.
然后我们在等待的时候，我们。
God bless you.
上帝爱你们，祝福你们。阿门。
阿门。好，谢谢，谢谢大家好。那我们很感谢，感谢神。这个牧师给我们这么好的这个今天的正道，那我们知道多看一下这个雅各书。